If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of December 1974, we take great pleasure in greeting you in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The month of December should be an outstanding month with Christians all over the world. It is during this month that we commemorate the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that is, His coming into the world to be born of a virgin, to live and die among men, and to live again. So as the days of December come and go, we here at Worth Baptist Church are expecting a wonderful time in the Lord in every phase of the church's ministry. And we hope that this will be an outstanding month with you too. We trust that Christ will be first in your life during the days of December. And as we climax this year, 1974, it has been a troubled year in American government and politics. It has been a troubled year in the economic situation. It's been a troubled year in every phase of national and individual lives. But God is still on the throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. In spite of all of the difficulties that we're having in our nation and around the world today, we still have the promise of Jesus, who said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you all the way." We're clinging to that promise here at Worth Baptist Church, and I trust that you'll cling to it also, because the Word of God is true, it is absolute, and it is final. So as you begin the month and begin this first day of December, I trust that you'll include Christ and the church in your plans. Why not plan now to come to Sunday school here at Worth Baptist Church? Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. We invite you to study today in John chapter 5 in the Sunday school hour here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been designed with your spiritual needs in mind. And we trust that you come today to share with us the good things of the Lord, the blessings of revival here at Worth Baptist Church. All over our city and across the nation and around the world today, the gospel will go forth. We know that through our missionary families, more than 65 of them in the various parts of the world today, the gospel will be preached. So if you're looking for a church today that has a worldwide vision and a worldwide mission ministry, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist Church. And if you're looking for a place that has a friendly atmosphere, a spiritual and warm welcome awaiting you, come today to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, in Fort Worth. We would be happy to have you and your family and friends visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. And we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Just a card or a letter to let us know that you hear this broadcast and that it is a blessing to you. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May the Lord bless you as you write to us today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God's Perfect Man. I shall read from the Gospel according to John chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee again today for the glorious privilege of speaking forth the truth of the gospel. We thank Thee for the church today, the place that Thou hast ordained that Thy people can meet together to worship Thee. We thank Thee for the freedom that we have, and in this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas, truly our hearts are turned toward Thee, for Thou hast given the greatest of all gifts, even Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray today that Christ would be preeminent in all that we do. We pray that as men hear the gospel today, they might respond personally and individually to Christ. Bless every listener to Worth Baptist Hour today. May hearts be blessed. May lives be transformed. May souls be saved, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in the Gospel according to John chapter 19, I read, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.'" God's perfect man. There has never been but one perfect person upon the earth, and that one was the Lord Jesus Christ, God's holy and divine Son. As we saw in these verses we read a second ago, Pilate declared, "I find no fault in him." Someone has observed that there are seven ways by which a man can be known. First, by his character, that is, what he really is. Second, his conduct, what he does. Third, his conversation, what he says. Fourth, his creed, what he believes. Fifth, his conviction, what he stands for. Sixth, his claims, what he is supposed to be. And seventh, his contribution, what he gives. I've entitled my message, God's Perfect Man. And I want us to apply each of these seven things to the life and ministry and person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is indeed God's perfect man. Recall again Pilate's testimony, "I find no fault in him." Let us observe, first of all, the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of character did Jesus possess? The answer is found for us in 1 Peter chapter 2 at verse 21. And Peter writes, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously." Now Peter is giving us a character sketch of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter tells us that Jesus Christ was pure, that he was sinless, that he was holy, that he was righteous, that he never threatened or reviled or retaliated. Because of all of the evil treatment that was given him, our Lord Jesus Christ left everything in God's hands. So as far as the character of our Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, we can conclude that his character was spotless, it was holy, it was pure, it was undefiled, because Jesus Christ was and is the divine Son of God. Let me ask you about your character. How does your character measure up in light of the Scripture? God's perfect man, Jesus Christ, is standing, waiting to impart to you the righteousness of God. And you can have His holiness imparted in your heart by your faith in Him. Then let us notice in the second place the conduct of our Lord Jesus. Just how did Jesus conduct Himself while upon the earth? Did He live just like other men live? What about the conduct of the Savior? Well, again, the answer comes from the Word of God. From the book of Acts, chapter 10, at verse 38, we read, how Jesus of Nazareth was anointed of the Holy Ghost, going about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You see, the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ was spent in doing good. Why, He did good to those in need. Never a man came to Jesus with a need, but what Jesus supplied that need straight away. Jesus Christ did good to every feeble, weak soul that He met upon the earth. And I want you to know today that Jesus Christ will do you good, whatever your need is. Our Lord Jesus did good to those who were sick, to those who were blind, to those who were maimed, to those who were deaf and dumb. Our Lord Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He did good to those that were lost. In fact, the entire purpose of our Lord Jesus upon the earth was to bring the lost to Himself. We read in Luke chapter 19 at verse 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. His purpose upon the earth was to live and to die for the sins of mankind. And Peter will go on to tell us, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. You see, Jesus Christ wants to save you today. He wants to do your soul an eternal good. He wants to wash away all of your sins. He wants to pardon all of your past. He wants to remove all of your sins from you as far as the east is from the west. And Jesus Christ is now waiting with outstretched arms of love and mercy to embrace you, to forgive you, to cleanse you, to put away all of your sin. Yes, His conduct can be summed up in one phrase, doing good to all who were oppressed of the devil. And my friend, Jesus Christ will do you good today. He will do you good socially, economically, financially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, in every measure of your life. Jesus Christ, because of His pure, spotless character and His wonderful conduct, is waiting to do you good. All you need to do is call upon Him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That, my friend, is all you need in this hour. Just simply exercise your faith in God by calling upon Him through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then in the third place, we note the conversation of Jesus Christ. Just how did Christ speak? Did He speak as other men? No, the Bible says He spoke with authority. Now in Jesus' day, there were many religious leaders who spoke, but they had not the authority of God. Only Jesus Christ can speak for God. And so it is. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when He spoke doctrinal truth, when He spoke prophetic truth, when He spoke of the past, the present, or the future, He spoke with authority. And then our Lord Jesus spoke with understanding. When He met a poor soul who was in need, our Lord Jesus understood that need. He spoke with sympathy, sympathizing with every soul who had problems and every soul who had difficulties. Our Lord Jesus Christ had a sympathetic heart, so He spoke sympathetically. Then He spoke with forgiveness. Time and time again, We read in the scripture where Jesus said to some poor lost soul, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And he'll say the same thing to you today. And all you need do is to trust him. And he will speak a word of forgiveness to your heart even now. Our Lord Jesus spoke with finality. There is no authority higher than the authority of Christ and of his wonderful word. So if you're looking for the final authority in the world today, you must look to Jesus Christ, who spoke with finality and with authority. And then we consider in the fourth place, our Lord Jesus Christ and his creed. What did Jesus believe? Well, we can report to you today that Jesus Christ believed the Word of God. And my friend, there is no hope for anyone today who does not believe the Word of God. We believe that the Bible is inspired, infallible, and inerrant. We believe that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we believe that all Scripture is inspired of God. All Scripture. We believe that the Bible serves as our only and final rule of practice and faith in the Christian life. Now, when you want to measure your life, you need not try to measure it by someone else's life, not by your neighbor's life, or your husband's life, or your wife's life, but by the Word of God. Because the Bible is the straight edge. The Bible is a mirror. The Bible is like food. The Bible is like a road map. The Bible is inexhaustible. It is the eternal Word of God and has the truth of God written and preserved for us. So today, my friend, I trust that you would honor and reverence the Word of God and let that be your creed for life, even as our Lord Jesus believed the Word of God. And even as he based his entire ministry upon the Old Testament scriptures, today we should base our testimony and our doctrinal beliefs and our daily lives upon the Word of God. Then in the fifth place, we observe the conviction of our Lord Jesus. What did Jesus stand for? He stood for truth. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He stood not only for truth, but he stood for righteousness. Jesus said to his followers, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." Our Lord stood also for purity. Jesus declared, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Our Lord Jesus stood for everything that was holy and righteous and pure and godly. At the same time, he stood against everything that was unholy and impure and unrighteous. And that ought to be our conviction today, to stand for that which is right, to stand for that which is true, and to stand against that which is wrong. Whether it's in individual lives or the life of the church or the life of the nation, we must stand for good and stand against evil in these dark and difficult days in which we live. Then we measure, in the sixth place, the claims of Christ. What did Jesus claim? Well, he claimed to be the light of the world, and indeed he is. Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." Jesus claimed to be the water of life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus said in John 15:1, "I am the true vine." And in John 10:9, Jesus said, "I am the door." In John 10:11, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." And in John 11:25 and 26, Jesus declared, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." These are the divine claims of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he continues today, in this hour and in this age, seated at the right hand of God, to impart all of these wonderful truths to you in your own individual life. Then finally, we note the contribution of Jesus. What did Jesus contribute? What did Jesus give? Well, my friend, Jesus gave himself. We read in Galatians 2:20, Paul said that Jesus Christ gave himself for us. Jesus gave eternal life. In Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus gave forgiveness. Jesus Christ was willing to forgive all who came to him, and he's willing today to forgive every sinful soul, and that includes you. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So today, you can have the forgiveness of Christ by simply exercising your faith in him as the eternal and wonderful Son of God, the Savior of all mankind. Then Jesus Christ gives heaven to us. I read in John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Yes, my friend, Jesus Christ has prepared heaven for you. If you miss it, it'll be your fault, because he freely gives you the choice of heaven today. And all you need to do to go to heaven is to trust him as your own personal Savior. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. God's perfect man died that you might live. On the cross, he gave his life that you might have eternal life by having faith in his name. As we bring the broadcast to a close today, again, we remind you that it would be our joy to have you visit Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Visit us today, and we believe you'll enjoy the services, the worship, and the fellowship with God's people. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.